Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking about this week and praying about Jesus as the Word of Truth and looking at the first part of the Gospel of John, the section of that first chapter that describes Jesus as being the Word and the different aspects of what it looks like to see Jesus as the Word of Truth and what that means and how we apply it. And today we're going to look at the truth of creation. And John 1 verse 3 says, "Through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made." And we look at the story of creation that we read in Genesis. And when we see that Jesus is described, labeled, declared as not simply being present at creation, but that all things being created through him. We find, as I talked a little bit about yesterday, the eternal nature of God, whether we consider God the Father, the Son, or the Spirit. We see Jesus has presence, not simply a showing up presence, but an involvement presence, because he is God. And when we could look at the world that we live in, I love photographing nature. And I often wonder what it looked like on those first days of creation. How much time has worn it, but also how much the effects of sin has worn it down. The Bible talks about all creation groaning for that day of redemption. But even in its current state, however it might compare or not compare to its original state, I find great encouragement to think of God creating everything that I see. That all of it being brought into existence by the Word of God, by Jesus. And we like to use our intellect, however limited it might be, and even those that would claim to have great intellect, it still is very limited compared to God's. And often those with high levels of human intellect will do everything in their power to explain away any hint of a creation story. And come up with all kinds of reasonings and rationale and explanations for how things could be the way that they are without acknowledging a God that can speak things into existence. And I struggle with those that would accept Jesus as God, would live as a Christian with their declaration and yet deny creation. Because Jesus was very clear about himself being at the beginning, before there was anything. And when John declares Jesus as the Word being present, that all things that exist were created through him and by him, I'm not sure that leaves a lot of choice but to either accept that the creation story we read in Genesis is true, or decide that this statement about Jesus is not true. And once we start deciding the statements about Jesus in the Gospels and anywhere through the Bible are not true, then all of a sudden our faith begins unraveling pretty quickly. We begin living by a religion that we've created rather than by a relationship with the living God. And I'm not one that gets into arguments about the days of creation and whether that time period before the sun and moon were created was the same as one of our days or not. We get sometimes so picky about the things the Bible doesn't say that we miss the things that it does say. And what it does say is that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that all things that exist were made through him and by him. And when we accept that, we accept the deity of Jesus, we accept the creative nature of Jesus, we accept the truth of not only who he is, but what he has done. Paul writes to the Romans and tells them that they are without excuse because the very nature of God is present throughout creation. And why is the very nature of God present throughout creation? Because it's his handiwork. It's what he has made. And it's one of the reasons why I believe it's our responsibility to use it wisely. And I don't know that it's such a criteria of protecting it at all costs. But it's also not to simply waste it. And so I kind of ride the middle ground in kind of the environmental scene, I guess. I think it's here for us to use, for us to enjoy, for us to value, because it's something God made. And so we use wisely. We protect those things which are delicate. We enjoy that which God has done. And we celebrate and share a Savior who's creative. A Savior that spoke things into existence. A Savior that loves us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that does love us. You've surrounded us with incredible variety and beauty and uniqueness in how you've created. And Father, as we consider your word and the statement of Jesus being the Word, being present at creation and being the one whom all things were made for and all things were made through. And so, Father, as we understand the statements that are made about who you are, about who Jesus is, about his task, about his creative nature. May we grasp the truth of creation, even when we don't understand the details, even when we argue and discuss about some of the timelines and so much of the unknown that isn't ours to know. Father, may we accept not simply that you are a God of creation, but that you work in ways that are mysterious to us, in ways that transcend our understanding to such an extent that we are sometimes very confused, and our explanations fall so short. And so, Father, whatever our position is on anything, may we constantly live with a state of humility that realizes our understanding is just a speck of reality. But that in Christ, we have a foundation, a creator of the universe, a creator of all that we enjoy, a creator of the beauty and diversity that we see around us. May we value those things because they were made by you. May we do our part in using wisely the resources that you've given us. May we understand their purpose and how you've given them to us as a means for us to survive, for us to prosper, for us to serve, for us to help others. Father, as we look at everything that you do in our life and everything that you've created, may it help us to represent Jesus well. May we be bearers of good news. May we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.